Bye. worship service from Main Street Church of Christ. We are happy that you're here, and I can think of no other place I'd rather be than right here, except maybe in heaven. Those of you that have a cell phone, please be courteous enough to turn them off, or at the very least, to put them on silent or vibrate. If you need to answer your phone, if it goes off, please do so in the lobby so as not to interrupt our worship services. Let's start our service with singing number 218. And after this, we will have the opening prayer.
Brother Jerry, will you come have this collection? Okay. We need all of you. Let's sing this like we know that our Redeemer lives.
I know that my Redeemer lives and ever pray for me. I know eternal life he gives from sin and sorrow free. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know eternal life he gives.
We want to thank you, dear Father, for this life that you have given each and every one of us, this opportunity to wake up to see another day. We know that there are so many precious souls that were not able to wake up to see the dawn of this day. And so for this day, dear Father, we thank you. For our daily bread this day, dear Father, we thank you. For another opportunity, dear Father, to serve and worship you, we thank you. For another opportunity, dear Father, to edify one another, we thank you. For another opportunity, dear Father, to see a glorious day that you have given us, we thank you. And we pray for those precious souls that have lost loved ones, dear Father. We pray that you will help them through their bereavement. We pray also for those who are sick and shut in, especially those in the household of faith. We pray that you will lift their spirits, dear Father, that you will touch their fleshly bodies, and if it be your will, dear Father, that you will heal them of whatever ailment they have. We want to pray, dear Father, for those who are starving throughout this world, who do not have the necessities of life, food, shelter, and water to drink, dear Father. There are so many that suffer throughout this world, and we don't want to forget them, dear Father. We lift them up to you. If there is a way that they can have food and drink and shelter, dear Father, we pray that you will make those provisions to them. If they cannot have those provisions, dear Father, we pray that you will ease their pain and suffering. We pray, dear Father, that you will enlighten each and every one of us to our duties here on this earth, that we will all know every day that our whole duty in life is to fear you, to love you, dear Father, and to keep your commandments. We pray, dear Father, that we will allow our lights to shine in this dark, dismal world so that people can see you through the way we live our lives and ask what they must do to have the joy that we have, the faith that we have. For those of us that have our faith wavering, dear Father, we pray that you will give us the necessities that we need in order to be the children that you would have us to be in this world. Help us to be the servants that we should be, dear Father. Help us, dear Father, in all those areas where we so desperately need you. Those of us who have sin, dear Father, that we battle with, those sins that so easily beset us, dear Father, have mercy on us. We pray, dear Father, that you will give us strength to overcome those trials and tribulations that we go through, the heartache, the sadness, all the things that we suffer here on this earth, dear Father. I pray that none of us will go away from that task. None of us will leave that narrow path, dear Father. I pray that we will all stay and fight to the end so that we might all have a crown of glory that you have promised us in heaven. And we want to pray, dear Father, as we worship today, that you will be with us as we sing praises unto you, dear Father, as we pray unto you, as we study and read your word, dear Father. We pray that as Brother Kelly presents the message, that it will be a meal, a spiritual meal that will help all of us to grow and that will help to further give us the tools that we need to serve you, dear Father, and to live our lives in a Christian way. We pray for the ministry here at Main Street that we will continue to be able to spread the gospel, dear Father, and to take care of the needy and poor as we, as a poor congregation, dear Father. You have given us such a task, and we thank you for it. We thank you for this task that you've given us. We thank you for the radio program. We pray for Brother Kelly and all those brothers and preachers here and the elders and deacons that we have that help this work here at Main Street. Bless us all, dear Father, and help us to stand steadfast on your true word, dear Father, not waver at all. We want to pray, dear Father, that as we continue to worship you, that we will all worship in spirit and in truth. And we ask again that you would forgive each and every one of us of our sins and shortcomings and help us all to strive to be more like Jesus every single day of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper, we will sing number 633.
Let's sing the notes.
Oh,
now come to the Lord's Supper. The word from the Lord's Supper comes from 1 Corinthians, beginning verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be here to worship you. We pray that we take this loaf with clean hands and pure hearts. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.